You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to the morning walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is where you get an update on the markets, what happened yesterday, the cues to look at today, and of course, our top trading ideas as well. Let's begin with that.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
We spoke to Vinay Rajani, technical and derivative analyst at HDFC Securities, and this is what he has to recommend. Godrej Properties is a buy. Last traded price, 1,006.90 rupees. Target, 1,110 rupees. Stop loss, 950 rupees, and upside is 9%. Deepak Nitrite is a buy. Last traded price, 301 rupees. Target, 335. Stop loss at 287. Upside, 11%. Finolex Cables is a buy. Last traded price is 412 rupees. Target would be 462 rupees. Stop loss at 386. And upside here is 12%. For more details on each of these three stocks, do check out the podcast. That's Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. Let's get back to what happened in the markets yesterday. Clearly, the markets took a bit of a breather after those 2 days of consecutive gains that we saw. In fact, the Nifty and Sensex surged over 8% in those two sessions, and investors got richer by over 10 lakh crore rupees. So the equity benchmarks basically ended flat yesterday, mostly on account of profit booking, very tepid global cues, and also investors, I'm guessing, assessing the impact of the tax rate cut on different stocks and sectors. That's really what gave pause to the markets yesterday. Now, as Gaurav Ratnaparkhi, senior technical analyst at Sharekhan by BNP Paribas, puts it, we're going to quote him, the consolidation that we are seeing is healthy for the larger uptrend and will provide fresh buying opportunities. The consolidation, once matured, will make way for the next leg of the rally, unquote. Pretty positive view on the markets. Now, the markets will take directional cues from the upcoming quarter earnings as well, September earnings from corporates. And also, one more thing to keep our eyes on is RBI's monetary policy outcome that will be out on the 4th of October. The Sensex yesterday added just 7 points to its previous close and ended the day at 39,097. And 15 stocks were up, 15 down. Nifty, on the other hand, lost 12 points and settled at 11,588, with 22 stocks in the green and 28 in the red. Now, the mid and small caps closed mixed. The BSE mid-cap index slipped 0.51%, but the small caps settled with a marginal gain of 0.17%. The rupee again slipped 9 paise to settle at 71 rupees, 2 paise against the US dollar. Now, on the institutional front, foreign institutional investors sold shares worth 828.49 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors bought shares worth 472.81 crore rupees in the local markets yesterday, according to provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. Now, here's a big highlight for you. In a poll conducted by Money Control, 12 of the 19 analysts say that they expect the Sensex and Nifty to hit fresh record highs by Diwali. And asked about the likely levels for the benchmark indices by Budget 2020, expected in February, a majority of them see the Sensex in the range of 40,000 to 41,000. That's about 1,000 to 2,000 points above the current level. And Nifty, they see around the 12,100 to 13,500 mark, pretty much ahead of earlier highs as well. Now, for the poll, Money Control asked the analysts about the likely market trend, whether the measures were enough, and also the strategy with regard to mid and small cap stocks. And 15 of the 19 analysts expect a recovery in mid and small caps. They also find valuations attractive given the sharp fall in them during the last 18 months or so. Most analysts also favor investing in quality mid small caps with the hope that they will give hefty returns in the next 1 to 3 years. Now, on to the technical view on the podcast. Well, Nifty closed a tad lower than the 11,600 level and formed a doji candle on the daily charts, which indicates indecisiveness in either direction, followed by a spinning top formation in the previous session. Now, the last two sessions of indecisive price patterns are clearly suggesting that the index might hit a pause button to digest the recent euphoric gains. Hence, the consolidation is expected to continue in the coming session as well. And 11,695 is a crucial level for a further upside, according to experts. In fact, Mazhar Mohammad, who's chief strategist, technical research and trading advisory, ChartView India IN, told Money Control, and we quote him, once the Nifty manages to get past the 11,695 level, then a higher target in the zone of 11,772 to 798 can be expected. Whereas on the downside, a close below 11,382 could drag the index towards the 11,200 levels, unquote. Now, the three levels to watch out for in Nifty would be the intraday low of yesterday, that's 11,539.2, and also the intraday high, which was 11,655, and the 200 DEMA, which is 11,234. Maximum call open interest, 11,700, followed by 11,800. Maximum put open interest, 11,500, 11,400. Now, the stocks in the news, SBI, the proposed two-day bank strike has been deferred. Bodal Chemicals, this company has announced that Bodal Bangla has been incorporated in Dhaka in Bangladesh as a subsidiary company of Bodal Chemicals. Kaveri Seed Company, the board of directors here at its meeting that happened yesterday, approved the proposal for a buyback. Then on AGC Networks, the rating agency CARE has given a CARE D rating to the company's long-term bank facility or term loan worth 21.37 crores. On Fundbase long-term facility worth 100 crore rupees, CARE has a CARE C rating with a stable outlook. Infobeans Technologies, now this company has announced the acquisition of Philosophy Group Inc. through its wholly owned subsidiary. Munjal Auto, ICRA has reaffirmed its rating assigned to the company's long-term, short-term bank facilities and commercial papers. And that's all I have for you on the Morning Walk down the Lal Street on Money Control today. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
A Morning Walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.